shoulders in response. "This is no way to behave at someone's wedding," she said. "Why not?" Aurore leaned forward and kissed her lips. "Why should the brides have all the fun?" She maneuvered a finger inside Solange's panties and circled it around her clit. Solange bit her bottom lip, looked Aurore in the eye, and gave back what she was getting. Aurore closed her eyes and relished the touch of Solange's finger. Maybe this woman would make all the difference in the outcome of their affair. A quickie behind a stable wall at a wedding might not mean much in the grand scheme of things, but for Aurore in that moment, it revealed a glimpse of what the future might bring. Dominique. Since becoming president, Dominique was no longer able to let her hair down at an event like this. Clara might be one of Steph's best friends, but Dominique would not be staying at her wedding party until the small hours of the morning. She gave herself one more hour of polite nods and, if she was lucky, at least one more incoherent conversation with Claire's inebriated Uncle Raymond. "Isn't it a beautiful thing?" Nadia had sidled up to her. She nodded at Solange and Aurore slow dancing on the dance floor. "It's beautiful, I agree. But also slightly bewildering," Dominique said. Nadia cleared her throat. "I hear congratulations are in order for you and Steph as well." Nadia gave her a warm smile. "Steph told me. I'm so happy for you."
"Thank you,"
Dominique smiled back. "I honestly never thought I'd see the day that Stephanie Matisse would tie the knot," Nadia said. "Only someone like you could have made her change her mind about so many things."
"We're not married yet," Dominique joked.
"Have you set a date?" Nadia asked.
Dominique shook her head. "I haven't even told my father yet. He's still digesting that radio interview I did with Aurore."
From the corner of her eye, Dominique saw Steph approach. She sported an exaggeratedly apologetic smile. "I had to tell Nadia," she said. "What with her powers of deduction, she probably read it off my face."
"I don't mind that you told Nadia."
Dominique grabbed Steph's hand. "I was just saying that only a woman like Dominique could ever sway you into becoming the marrying kind," Nadia said. "You started the trend. None of us were married before Juliet asked you. Now it seems to be contagious. Who will be next? Solange and Aurore," Steph said.
"If you'd said that yesterday, I would have had a good chuckle," Dominique said. "But after what I've seen today, it might very well happen."
"And maybe I'll be Solange's bridesmaid," Steph said with a giggle.
"Now you're pushing it again."
Dominique drew Steph close to her.
"I will be Solange's one and only bridesmaid, of course."
"I wonder who Steph's will be." Nadia made eyes at Steph. "Surely it can't be one of your bosses. Besides, they've been each other's bridesmaids already."
"What do you say, babe?"
Steph put her head on Dominique's shoulder. "Do you approve of Nadia as my bridesmaid?"
"Wholeheartedly."
Dominique smiled at Nadia. She knew how much she meant to Steph. She glanced at Solange on the dance floor again.
"Do you know what I would do next if I weren't president?"
"Kick off your shoes and burst into an outrageous boogie," Steph said.
"Not far off, actually."
She glanced at Steph.
"I would ask Solange if she would dance to the next song with me."
Steph straightened her spine.
"You should definitely do that, regardless of being president."
"It would give people like you too much glee," Dominique replied.
"Claire runs a PR agency and is an incorrigible control freak," Nadia said. "You can trust her when she says no pictures of this wedding will be posted on Instagram."
"You can never be sure of these things."
Dominique had learned that particular lesson the hard way a few times already.
"You're at a wedding," Steph said, and held up the hand that held her engagement ring. "We are engaged. Do something out of the ordinary to celebrate. Dance with your chief of staff."
"Only if you promise not to take any pictures of it."
"I won't have time for that."
Steph offered her hand to Nadia.
"Nods, my future bridesmaid. Will you dance with me?"
Dominique shook her head, then followed them onto the dance floor. She tapped Aurore on the shoulder.
"Do you mind if I steal Solange for a minute?"
"I wouldn't dream of minding, Madam President."
Aurore winked at her, then kissed Solange on the cheek and let go of her.
This is a bit strange, Solange said when Dominique put a hand on her shoulder. We're colleagues, and I'd like to think also friends, Solange. Why not dance together at a wedding?
Dominique tried to get them to move in a steady rhythm, but Solange's limbs appear to have gone all wooden.
Because people will talk. They always do, Solange said.
Well, they can talk all they want, she paused. Stephanie and I are getting married. That should drown out any rumors about my chief of staff.
Solange's eyes grew wide. Your what?
She asked me to marry her.
I said yes.
Saying the words out loud for the first time filled Dominique with a warm glow.
Telling Solange first automatically made her a friend, Dominique concluded.
Mon Dieu, Solange held on a little tighter.
People usually offer congratulations, Dominique joked.
Yes, of course, congratulations, Solange stammered.
Thank you.
She leaned back to get a good look at Solange's face.
Are you that surprised?
For the first time since they had started dancing together, Solange smiled.
No, of course not. Steph is good for you. Even I can see that.
Knowing her, she'll probably try to get the next dance with you. Feel free to ignore her request.
Solange chuckled.
You know what? I'll happily dance with your fiancé. I might even ask her myself.
That's the spirit.
Dominique leaned forward again. I'm very happy for you too, by the way, she said.
Aurore is a wonderful woman.
Thank you. I had some trouble seeing it at first, but she's nothing short of spectacular.
A satisfied grin appeared on her lips. Steph and Nadia passed by them on the dance floor.
Steph, Solange said, save the next dance for me.
This has been an Audible Studios production of French Kissing Season 4. Written by Harper Bliss. Performed by Abby Craden. Executive producers Susie Bright and Mike Jarzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2018 by Harper Bliss. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.